Investec reported a 5.6% increase in operating profit for the year ended March and announced that it now manages assets to the tune of £100 billion. That's well over a trillion rand. While the company did, however, take a 220 million rand hit due to its exposure to Steinhoff. And earlier, my colleague Warren Thompson spoke to Investec CEO Stefan Kossoff.
Stephen, your last set of results as CEO, did you ever think this day would come?
Yeah, it's always, I always knew it would come. I just didn't know when. But, yeah.
Great. Give us your reaction to the numbers, though. Slightly sluggish growth.
I think you had good growth in underlying core earnings drivers. Obviously, you had a toughish year in both geographies, UK, Brexit, South Africa, with political trauma for most of the year. You know, obviously, we've got the new president in, but he hasn't even been in 100 days yet. And it's going to take a long time to really make a difference to the underlying activity. You know, while the world is growing at 3.9%, South Africa is limping along at 1.3%. The UK is 1.7, 1.8. You know, both geographies are growing below trend. And but at the end of the day, you know, we got to focus on the long term. And what was important is to build clients and build a, build our earnings drivers.
And
which is, I think, what we've done. But, you know, some of the non-annuity revenue was a bit lower than last year.
But another standout year for your asset and wealth management businesses with good inflows there.
Yeah, we have very good inflows this year. You know, £7.3 billion new inflows. And we're up to 161 billion pounds.
Okay. So, and then you referred to your banking and your corporate and private banking activity at sound levels. I think if we look back a year ago, certainly there was a same degree of political uncertainty. But I think in both key geographies you operate in, there seems to be a lot more clarity about what happens next. Just give us a bit of a view from where you sit in terms of South Africa and the UK in terms of what you're expecting from those two economies moving forward.
So I think South Africa, with the new president and the new regime and the focus on fixing state-owned enterprises and dealing with corruption and the focus on job creation, you know, I think South Africa will start building up momentum. As long as there's confidence, and obviously there's some big challenges in South Africa, how they deal with the land issue and those kinds of things, but I think if that's done sensibly, I know the land issue is the issue that has to be dealt with, but there's a good way to do it and a bad way to do it. And if they do it in a sensible way, where they, you know, they say they're not going to affect food security and there's not going to be land grabs, then I think, you know, we can really see the economy start building momentum and growing. I think if you get to the UK, there's still a lot of uncertainty around Brexit. It will not grow at trend yet, but they just need to sort out the way forward with Brexit, and if once they sort out the way and there's clarity, then I think it can make a big difference.
Yeah, Stephen, I got the impression just looking at the results as well. You did quite a clean up on the balance sheet with respect to accelerating some impairments on your legacy portfolio.
Yeah.
I presume you wanted to leave the book squeaky clean for your successes. Was that the intent, just to make sure?
Well, I think we agreed that we'd change, you know, accelerate our strategy on legacy. It's a drag, and there's also, you've got this new regime coming in IFRS 9, so we did as much as we could to clean up pre-IFRS 9, and that's, you know, and then there was still a further adjustment on IFRS 9, but it's not, you know, I think there's a clean runway. We won't have legacy issues dragging us anymore, and I think that's you know, a strong feature going forward. So it gives the guys in the new generation a clean runway.
I think for the first time since I can recall, your core loans were growing faster than your deposits. So certainly the indications are that on the ground level, there's quite a lot of activity happening in the specialist banking space. Just give us a bit more color around what you've been seeing there.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had very good activity in the UK, strange enough, but it's not a pure UK business, it's more global business. And we've had reasonable activity in South Africa, so we've seen loan growth. and both in our private client space and our corporate space. I think, and we've got small market share, so it's not, I'm talking more in the UK, so it's quite easy to grow, as long as you're just very careful of the credit. And in South Africa, I think we've got good presence in our core markets, so you've also seen an uplift in confidence, so I think that helps.
Given that we are going to have a Brexit of some sort in the near future, are there plans for Investec to invest into operations on the ground in Europe itself?
We have a Luxembourg platform which will support asset management. We have an Irish platform because we always had a branch in Ireland, and we'll still retain activities in Ireland, and we'll use those as a platform, what we call a MIFID platform, to enable us to continue to conduct activities in Europe. And there's some places that you may have to get special licenses for. So we can access Europe either via Ireland, Switzerland also you can access Europe from, because they have an existing treaty, and then we have the Luxembourg platform. So I think what we do in Europe, we can still do. The challenge is the branch. We can't have a branch, which we currently have.
Okay. Are you? I mean, you entered the UK market a long time ago, but in terms of the level of 1992 with Allied Trust Bank, if I remember correctly,
that's correct.
Is the level of competition increasing in that market, Stephen?
So obviously, the financial crisis was a lot more damaging in the UK than it was in South Africa. So you saw the withdrawal of the large global banks, and you saw a curtailment of activity by the domestic banks. You've had in recent years a whole lot of what they call challenger banks starting to pop up. It's always been a competitive environment because it's a developed society. So there are lots of people active in the market, but they come and go. And I think, we got quite a few areas of specialization that we're able to compete very strongly on. Obviously, we're building the private bank, and that will take still some time. We're in the fourth year of building the infrastructure and the platform, but you'll start seeing that come through in the not-too-distant future. So, we're confident that we can grow and develop there.
You've spent your entire career taking this company from virtually a startup to a very established specialist bank in two very big markets. What would you like to see from your successors?
Yeah, I think obviously they'll put their own touch and feel on the business. But they've been associated with us for a long time. They may tweak a strategy here and there, but overall I think the business will continue to grow and develop. I think they are very active people, very capable people, and we've seen what Hendrik du Toit has done in the asset management business when he joined us. I think we managed 200 million rand. Today we managed 2.6 billion rand in a third-party fund management. I think the business he's built runs, 1.8 billion rand almost. So trillion, I'm talking trillion. So we've seen a guy grow from 200 million to 1.8 trillion rand. He's a guy who's got a lot of energy and drive, and as does Fonny Titi. So I think they're younger than we are. We've got good people running the banking businesses. They've been with us for 25 years. They've grown up with us, starting from, operatives dealing with clients to building and running businesses. So, as I said earlier, there's a clear runway for these guys to grow and develop because we've dealt with all the legacy stuff.
I mean, in terms of your own legacy and Bernard's legacy, do you think that the ability to attract talent is one of the strongest features of the organization you've built over the years?
Yeah, I think we can attract good people. We grow. We hire a lot of youngsters, and some of them stay with us for 20, 30 years. Some leave after 5, 6 years, but then they become good alumni. So I think that's the core essence of what Investec is about. Hire young people, let them go and develop. Some go out into their own shops. Other people stay with you and help you build your next generation.
I was just going to ask you one final question. I mean, have you thought about putting some of your experiences down in the form of a book at some stage?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I would think about it. We've got journals that we've written, but we don't publish them.
That was Stephen Kossoff. He's the CEO of Investec.